the question of Tosfos Dalam Udin to Rasul Enish Ben Alfiris Shibur Tarkos. And if you remember, we had on the side of the board here, we had the question of what the Havmin and the Rashba versus the Nachas David, and we left it in an open question, which we still have to clarify. According to the Nachas David, the Havmin is that Kafir Shiva Karkos is just, it's not Karka. It's real if you're asking for money. And the Karka is just a side point, what the Nachas David. So we'll want to come back to that. And then we left them on the side and started with the question of Tosfos Masal English Bar and Kafir Shiva Karkos. And basically what we have here is an obvious kasha. If Yol Shibud Doraisa, then she would apply both to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, then everything's Kafir Shibud Karkos. So how do you have a fee of Rosh Hashanah? And likewise in Shluas, how do you have a fee of Shluas HaPikadah? And there are many different answers to that question among the Rishonim. And what's important whenever you have a very interesting question. In the Rishonim, sometimes you have an interesting question, the answers are very technical, and you can't really make much out of them. Sometimes you have an interesting enough question, such as this, that when you look at the answers, you're not just looking for who satisfactorily answered the question, although of course that's the first thing, you have to have a good answer. If it's not a good answer, it doesn't help anybody. But you're looking at why are different people giving different answers, and what is the fundamental difference between the way they conceptualize the sugya that we're dealing with that caused them to give different answers. And this is a very, very classic example. Let us look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, the incoming line of repair gets lost, she's going to do Raisa. Moda makes a tiny woman Nishma, how cope for Shiva Karkos. The Ishlomar Shemacha Loa Shiva. Basically, Tosfos accepts the question wholeheartedly. Right? We'll see. Well, you'll tell me how many basic drachim there are to answer this question. Here we have Tosfos. Right. Here's the question. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos, does he accept the premise of the question wholeheartedly or not? The premise of the question is, whenever there's any shaykhos to Shiva Karka, you should be pater mishmua. Does he accept that premise of the question? Yes. He says, Eina Hanami, the question was 100% on the mark. Whenever there's any shaykhos of Shiva, there is a Torshua. Ah, so how can we ever have a chiyuv shvuah? He has to make a little bit of a dachuk okemta in the chumash, and say, Tosfos basically he accepts the premise of the question. Whenever there is shibud karka, you are potter. So what's the answer? The answer is, you have to make no kitza that there's no shibud karka. How could there be no shibud karka if shibud daraisa? The machalo shibud. Okay, so that he then made a specific stipulation of letting you money without a shibud. Okay, then there's not no shibud. Or, even simpler, shame will call karkosa, he will shabbi. He doesn't have any land, not that he owns now, not that he owned previously and sold. If there's no land, then obviously, theoretically, there could have been a shibud karka. Obviously, if there's no land, then there's no shibud karka. Aval, so, Okinta of Machalo Hashibud, or Eimo Karka. And then he continues, Aval, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shus, Begun, Kofi, Mom, Shish, Lov, Eidim, Chayav, Kor, Ram, Shish, Lov, Shar, Potter. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're Kofar, for Rabbi Yochanan, these answers aren't going to work. So Rabbi Yochanan says, he's talking about Shuas Motiv Mikdas, but about Shuas HaPikadon, he says, if it's a Mil Valpeh, you're Chayiv a Karbon. If it's a Mil Valpeh, you're Potter from a Karbon. Mishum the Kofar Shiva Karkos. So what about, what, Molchash Kofar Shiva, the Be'edim Molchash Kofar Shiva Karkos, Abgab Sor Rabbi Yochanan himself, she booted our Raisa. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, this answer doesn't work for why. Rabbi Yochanan, the question is straight on him. He's the one who said, Kofar ben mil ben mishtar, noble sheesh of eight and chayiv karbon, yet he held shibud daraisa, and you can't make it okay to machal or emo karka, so he's contracting two cases. Bishtar is considered karka. The eidim is considered metalflin. Now, if he's contracting those two cases, they have to be the same, except for one is shtar, one is metalflin, right? So therefore, you can't say it was a machal or shibud. So then even bishtar, it wouldn't be karka. And you can't say it was emo karkos klal, so that even bishtar wouldn't be karka. So obviously, the case where it's shy is karkos. And yet, the Edom is potter. So what is the use of Yochanan? No problem.
Hayim yishon dechein shev kiyuch ha-mashiv no-va-alpem shem seder l'kuch ha-shkilo macha lo-ha-shibot.
No problem. This is the oldest question in the book, and this presents many, many difficulties in a lot of subtle cases, especially when it comes to issues of interaction between Dini Mamonos and Isser Heter, which nowadays only come up in two contexts, Mechiras Chametz and Mechiras Bechor, or rather, Mevateres, whatever, well, Bechor also. So, but do Durabonos, the fact is all righteous, right? So what does Tosa say? Tosa says, how about Rabbi Yochanan? How are we going to answer him? No problem. Rabbi Yochanan is not going to have the Din Doraisa. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Zman HaZeh. Zman HaZeh that Aram took away the Shibud from Emil Valteh, Lamanda Amr Shibud de Doraisa. They took away the Shibud from Emil Valteh. And once the Rabbanan took away the Shibud from Emil Valteh, that means Rabbanan they took it away, but Doraisa is still there. So Tosa says, no, this is one of the cases where the Rabbanans affect the level of the Oraisa. Once the Rabbanan took away the Shiva Balteh, if the Rabbanan would just invent entirely new things, then maybe that wouldn't affect the Oraisa status of the Chesed is involved. But over here, where there's such things as Mochel the Shiva, therefore, if the Rabbanan told me it doesn't exist, then Lamaisa, I'm Mochel it. And therefore, the effect is that the Kodesh Rabbanan is recognized on the Oraisa level. He says, oh, Bizman Hazeh, Tahavi, so basically, Tosa says the premise is correct, and I'll give you three different okintas or hekitenses that there is no shibud anyway, either machalo or emokarta, both of which suffice to answer the derisive, and then taken. You will look at the chumash. The chumash says if you deny alone your chayiv shuas of kitada, it only meant where you were mochel had no karka. Or bismanazeh, which is ki'ilu machal, and therefore bismanazeh you can always answer as ki'ilu machal. And if you're talking about the time of the Chumash, the original Kavanah is in the right, so you have to give one of the first two akintas. Nentos adds something which is not mokrach, but could be a logical conclusion from his shita. Umayri, what's the case of Yochan, the Islam Shadi, the last leave in Chori, that he has land that he sold to other people, he doesn't have any land in his hands now. Why? The Islam Nechar Hill Yeshua Eden Pati, less than Hill Shuadam Hill Yeshua Shar Chayim. Chayim. So the second one is obvious. If he has no land at all, not even that he sold, then he's Chayim either way, except Emo Karka. So obviously he must have land that he sold. Second one is not as obvious, he said. And if he has land that he owns right now, then Taki's Pucker, even in the Milva Valtair, this is what here we're not going to get into. When the Rabbana, the man of the Shibud is a Raisif, the Rabbana took away the Shibud from Milva Valtair, did they only take away Shibud once you sold your land? Or they said, no, since they only took away the Yeshiva once we sold their land, so they were only worried about saving the Lukuchos. Or no, once they took away the Yeshiva, they took away the Yeshiva Lagamre. I might have thought, once they took away the Yeshiva, they took it away Lagamre. Tosos thinks that, no, they only took away the Yeshiva from after you sold your land. As long as you're holding on to your land, they left the Yeshiva. Therefore, if you're still holding on to your land, Tosos Mechadesh said, even Bizmanazeh, you're a putter even in the middle of Balteh. Okay? That is not Mokras, but possible. That's Tosfos. If we look at the Ramban, though, which I put on the Makor sheet so that we can look at it together, Ela Mishum, Dabli Shtar Shibagarkos, Ika the Kashale, Ihach Edom Nami, Yashibagarkos, Sulu Rabbi Yochanan, the Hammer of Yochanan, Milva of Head Governor Yorkshire, Governor Kuchos, my time you should go to the Raisi, Ika the Isha, Shilly get Pashuk, my Omi to Shtar Mi Edom, Su Kasha, so his first Kasha is, how can you ever read a Raisi, have a Chiyam, Shuasam Kodim? That's not a problem. Meaning, first answer. The star mischayim who b'shvur d'oraisa the chaimish in a star can be a yochel lingbos woman and b'shvadim lab shibikarkos mechriuchli kasser of Yosef Alevizal perusha perchirish nochlan. This is found if you open up the rimigash of Alevaser daf kof chafes, you will find it. Yosef Alevi always needs the rimigash. Koshim einim she'enukan she'ain tviyazu shibikarkos olugav yishab diklal. Okay, so what is the Ramban derech? I know he's starting with the rimigash. This is Tosus. What is the Ramban basically saying that's different than Tosfos? Does he accept Tosfos' premise ligamre, or that whenever there is shiva karka, you're putter? How does he modify that a little?
It depends at what stage. Whatever there is a Shiva Tarka, you are Pater.
What would the Ramban say? You say a little different. I accept the premise mostly, but a little different.
Right, when you can actually collect the Shiva Tarka, you're Pater. Right, it doesn't matter if you theoretically have a Shiva Tarka. Right, whenever there is, theoretically, a Shiva Tarka. Ramban has a different way of looking at it, and this is going to pervade almost all the answers to Ramban. He has a different way of looking at it. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, accepts the premise with a slight modification. Now again, who is the first one who was a big Lamdan who noticed that the Ramban had a slightly different way of accepting the premise than Tosfos and made a big deal of it? Was it Rav Chaim? Was it the Stipler? It was the Rush, right?
Isn't the Rush on the sheet?
Mm-hmm. Right, the Rush already pointed out that the Ramban and Tosfos have a fundamental machlokes about what the premise is. But before we get to the Rush, let's just see how we can answer. What's the new premise? Whenever you can practically utilize the Shiva Tarka, you are Potter because of Tarka. I mean, it doesn't matter if there is a Shiva Tarka theory, it's always theoretically. What were you Mokel? Was there no Tarka in the world? It's all in the realm of what theoretically is, the objective Chesa. Remember, there's no Tachlis. I know it's starting from Yigash, but he'll keep this there. Tachlis, can you utilize the Shiva Tarka? Can you collect the Shiva Tarka? Right? Can you collect the Shiva Tarka?
Let's even put this.
Right.
Whenever you can practically
collect the Shiva Tarka, then you're Potter. And then you're Potter. And now, let's see. The first answer is the Rimi Gash, right? What's his first answer? Number one. So therefore, has to answer the question. He says, if you don't bring the Adem, right, that's Eitzel's answer. Adem Khan. He says, who cares that Milvashin Shalom Adem is a Shiva Doraisa? You can only use the Shiva if you bring the Adem to the court, right? If I lend you money with two Adem, and those two Adem are Medina Tayam, then it's very nice that there is a Shiva Tarka. But Tachlis, there isn't a Shiva Tarka. Because even if you're Modemi, and even if I can prove through some indirect means, I can't collect the Shiva Tarka because who says I'm saying there are Adem Medina Tayam? Even if you admit there's Adem Medina Tayam, it's not going to help because the Lakuchos won't admit there are Adem Medina Tayam. Right, I admit they're eating Medina Sayam, you admit they're eating Medina Sayam, but they're not here now. So if I go and try to take your mortgage property from the Lakuach, he's going to say, I don't see any eating Medina Sayam. So you two admit, work it out between yourselves. Right, that Hodas Baal is not Nema, B'dechav L'achrimi. Right, so therefore, the answer is, and this is not a crazy attempt like Tosos. Why is this a much better answer than Tosos? If you start with the right premise. Because you don't think a crazy attempt like, Midorais is only for his Machalo Hashibot, or if he doesn't own land. Nah, you can make a very pashut kemta. The case of modem mixes arises when the Adim weren't in court. I mean, well, of course, if the Adim were in court, why would you be modem mixes anything? They would just ask the Adim. That pashut shot, the Adim aren't in court. The case of kofar biz, shwasa b'kadam. The only case of shwasa b'kadam arises when the Adim are in court. Well, of course the Adim weren't in court. If the Adim were in court, why were the guys in kofar? Right? It would have been an open shut case. So this is a tirat murvach. This is a very easy answer, and this is the rimigash. I mean, the Rimi Gash didn't say this as an answer, but this is the Rimi Gash, a sheet of the Rimi Gash. Answer number one, that the Adim aren't here in Bezdin, and therefore, practically, you can't collect. That is the first answer. And why does the Ramban not like this answer? Does he not like this answer because he changes his whole derech? Or does he not like this answer because he has a problem with the technical details? So I think he doesn't like this answer. Why does he reject it? He rejects it because of a technical problem. What's the technical problem? The technical problem is, he says, I don't love this answer. Believe me, if he's not even sure he rejects it. He just questions it. The hafikim darbayir om de'id mahab milsa v'shemi abovia idu av mona av machamishim and answer shivin harkos. Since we all admit there's Adim, then they're not here in Bethden now, but we can assume they'll come soon. Right? we can assume they'll come soon. And if they'll come soon, then maybe I can practically collect it. So he rejects the technical problem because the Edim will come later. Right? And therefore, really, I can practically collect it. Let's go to answer number two. Answer number two. Says, right, and likewise, if he lost the star, maybe he'll find the star. Right, the ain't no dumb how you just love the normal, but even the pro kulo, the ha, some, the olam, lo, of the Shibanar coast. And therefore, you're telling me that you won't get the Shibanar coast? No, it's not a slum dinar. Slum dinar on more than two, you'll never have a Shibatarka. Because the star will never say explicitly more than two. In a case where, Edom testify that you paid, you'll never have a Shibatarka. So the kukos will always say, we think you paid. Okay, Elish Barhor Rav, so, the Rimigash Paskin, he liked this idea. Vachir, maybe. Do answer number two, Achir. He did motive mix the Shelter, but the low owes the Kasadi, Yashin, Omer, Shemetsu. Ah, very simple. If the problem is the Edom might come, answer number two, the Achirim. So very simple. What the case, Midor, of motive mix the Raisa, that there were never Edom, or the Edom died. If there were never Edom, then you can never collect the Shiva Targos. And even if there were Edom and there was a Shiva Tarka, you're for sure you could have collected the Shiva Tarka yesterday. But if the Edom died, then they can never come into Benzing and you can never collect the Shiva Tarki. He solved the technical problem. Here's the case. The case of Onimitsa, he has to make an Okimta. Not quite as easy an Okimta, but not as crazy an Okimta as Dosos. You don't have to say it was a weird case. Just say it was a case where I let you and there were never Edom. I trusted you. Obviously, unwisely. Or where the Edom died. Okay. What's his problem with this? Does he fundamentally reject or have a technical problem? So he says, So he says that, well, and if you have, how about nowadays? How come nowadays are Chayim Shmua, even if they're Edom, they might come later? Oh, that's because nowadays they're Rabbanu Ramakiyat. He says, what's his basic problem? Why is this not enough? Well, he has a technical problem. He has a real technical problem. Again, not that he doesn't like the Svara. His problem is, Kasha Dorfi Kamaisa, Yumi Dina Machayavli, Lo Mustar Kantadavka. That's not a good technical problem. Why does he reject this? He says he has another technical problem. What's the technical problem? The technical problem is, Rav Chiya Kamaisa is a din d'oraisa. Not only a din after Rabbanu Mita Takana, he's darshan from the Torah. And what's the case of Rav Chiya Kamaisa? There are Edom, and the Edom are in court. That's the case, right? Edom and Edom and Mitzah. So therefore, if the Edom and the Edom are in court, there's still a key of motive Mitzahs, because of Rav Chiya Kamaisa. And therefore, that's Taka, a serious blow to the first two answers. And they're on the right track, it sounds like, but they don't really work because they answer the kasha from regular mode mitzvah. So they don't answer, have you ever have a Chiya Kamaisa d'oraisa? If the Edom are in court, then there is Shiva Karkos b'fo'al, practically, and then it's time for Shiva Potter. Okay, so he has to reject those. The Chiya Kamaisa Adin d'oraisa, but if later we should put a and then he has more technical problems. His technical problem is, and this is going back to Tosa's question, whether Drabonim's affect the Doraisa level.
He said, when it comes to Modem Mitzas,
that's a matter of Mavanas. I agree that the Tachana Drabonim should change the Din Doraisa. When it comes to carbon, Shavuos HaPikadon, that's a matter of carbonos, and the Din Drabonim should not be able to affect the Din Doraisa. Okay, that's the Dar Yadua. Is that really true? Right, by Rabbi Mosei.
Can the Bailus or Abundant affect by Rabbi Yimotzeh? Other issues of Kutchim. Can Bailus or Abundant affect Kutchim?
Not so much, right?
If I buy a cow from you with Mashicha without Kesef, which is only Talmud or Abundant the way we Paskin, like
Rav Yochanan in Bechor Saf and Gimel.
So, really, if I'm not sure it's not a valid carbon? Because Nidoraisa, I wasn't to buy one?
Alright, none of this is so Pashit. We're not getting into that sugya now. But his second Kasha is, since carbon should depend on the Doraisa level, on the Doraisa level, whenever the Edom are in Bezdin, it's Karka. So therefore, how can you have a carbon shul? The Edom are in Bezdin, and the Edom must be in Bezdin because
they gave you Hasra, which is Deitan Adizal Esoya. And then he also says, Shua Se'edas. Shua Se'edas, the Edom are Chayiv, if they're testifying that money that there was Milva Balteh. If the Edom are Chayiv, the Edom are out here. If the Edom are here, if the Edom are Chayiv, after they be Chayiv, if the Edom are here, you should have a. That's what Ruchi Kamaisa wants. The Edom are here, it should be Targa. Okay, technical questions. Let's go on. The Asian Shomer answer three. The Be'edim Avgadi Kishiba Gerozi Ganami Shiba Matapun Chayiv. Melva Be'edim. Answer number three takes a completely different tone. What were all the answers until that trying to say? How Melva Be'edim really doesn't have Shibud. Really doesn't have a Shibud, right? Tosa said, even theoretically, didn't have a Shibud. Why make a weirdo Kemta? The Ramban says that, no, practically doesn't have a Shibud. Why? Either because the Edom aren't here yet, or because they died, or they were never there and they're never going to come. This is saying, no, really maybe the different, Milton Shtar also has Shibud Karko, but it's also Shibud Metalfilin. Avol Shtar, Mishum Karkos, it's possible to enter the Shtar, the Metalfilin Kasvi. When a person writes the Shtar, they have in mind the Karko, or they write it for the Karko, not for the Metalfilin, but Ikish Shibudim Karkoi, find the Tafas, the Dummy, Hilka, Kikotam, Karkoi, Tava. What's he saying? Saying this Yesh Misha Omer, which really is different from the whole premise of the Ramban. And we will see that it's different from the premise of the Ramban, because he doesn't reject it technically. He says he doesn't like the whole idea. What is the Yesh Misha Omer saying? When I have a Mil Bal Peh, I equally have a right to take Parka or Metalfut. When I have a Milva Bishtar, then it's really for the Karka, not the Metalfut. The Ikers for the Karka, as if I already have the Karka and I don't already have the Metalfut. And therefore, what he's saying is that even on the level of the Raisa, Shibud the Raisa, the Shibud of Milva Peh is equally on the top of the Karka, but the Shibud of Milva Shtar is more on the Karka. Avol Milva Peh, but you cannot be Shibud Metalfilin. So now let's take this Yesh Misha Omer, this is going to be the third general derech. Yesh Misha Omer, which we'll have to get back to in a little while. Yesh Misha Omer says that both Milva Bishtar and Milva Balpeh have Shibud Karka, but in Milva Balpeh, the Shibud Karka is no stronger than Shibud Metalpolin, and in Milva Bishtar, the Shibud Karka is stronger. Kiman, what does it say to Tafis? So Karka is Iker. Okay, this is a very lumpish kind of thing. We'll see, of course, which Akron was famous for publicizing the Shita nowadays. Rav Chaim, right? This is the famous Shita Rav Chaim. I don't think Rav Chaim points it out, but it's something to point out. He's the Yesh Misha Omer. What does our Rabban think about this fancy lumpish Yesh Misha Omer? Says, fancy lumpish Yesh Misha Omer. When it comes to Shiva, the difference is not that I'm trying to erase Shiva Karka from Nova Pell, like either Tosos or Rabban Zerach. The difference is that I'm trying to say, yeah, there is Shibud Karka by Balpen, by Shtar, but it's the Din of Shibud Karka. By the middle of Balpen, the Shibud Karka is nothing special, no different than the right you have to his Karka is no different than the right you have to his bank account. But by the middle of the Shtar, the Shibud Karka is special and more ignorant. Okay, why does Rabban not like this? Says Rabban, Bein Tam Zem Mokher, El Tam Kisha Kol Masha Tor Fin El Kukos, Iker Shibud Malav, Iker Tanoso, Oh, so who told me? He says, I don't like any of this fancy wonders of Iker Shibud and Tvedinim. Whatever you can have a Shibud on practically, whatever you can practically, what does have a Shibud mean? Take from the Lakuchos. Whether it be Bishtar or Balpeh, whether it be Karak or Metalpilin, that's the Iker of what you want, and that's what you're asking for. And what's he saying? I don't care about your wonders and telling me different levels of Shibud. If you have a Shibud, that's what you're asking for. And if you don't have a Shibud, that's not the main thing you're asking for. So the Rabban rejects this. This fundamentally, what's the Rabban saying? The Rabban is saying, the Toveya
wants his shibud, and doesn't care about lumps. Now, what's the assumption? That the Rabban somehow thinks that the inyan of shibud karkos depends on not what ikar al pi lumdus, but what ikar bid bidat hatoveya, right? Cares about ikar das hatoveya, not the lumdus ikar. Okay, that can be an important clue also to come back to. But now let's finish the Rabban. Then we'll analyze it. Va'ani Omer says the Ramban. Are we almost done? We're getting there. Good. Diva'edin lamashkachas la the government al kuchos. El if he goes to Amra and Sadi de lo para. He now has a great part. He says, you know what? I finally figured it out. Based on my assumption against Tosos, that I don't care whether theoretically there's a Shiva Karka. I care whether practically he can collect the Shiva Karka. He says, forget about how the loan came about. I have a better kasha. I go to Lekuchos. What could practically prevent me from collecting my shibud karka? Josh owes me $1 million. And he sold his house to Yehuda. So I go to Yehuda and say, I want to collect it because Josh shibud. So Tosos would say, well, we just care theoretically if there's shibud or not. So we have to go, weirdo kimta, there is machal. The Rabban says, no, we care practically, can I collect it? Until now, he's been trying to do, well, maybe I can't collect it because Yehuda'll say, how do I know there was a loan? Says, no, I give up on that. Rafiya Kamaisa. Everyone knows it was a loan. Rather, he says, no, there's another reason I couldn't collect my shibud before. Yehuda say to me, I know there's a loan. How do I know you didn't pay? If I want to collect from Lekuchos, then the Lekuchos can always say, how do I know the loan wasn't paid? I think Josh paid the loan. And I'll say, well, Josh admits he didn't pay the loan. He'll say, that's very nice for Josh, but there's no das baldin b'dechav bacharini. Josh can't be mechayiv bino das baldin. I have the right to tell you that the loan was paid. So even though Josh admitted the loan wasn't paid, if Yehuda the lakuach kind of the loan was paid, lakuach wins. So said the Rabban, that really what's going to be mil v'shar mil v'edim? Mil v'shar, if I come to Yehuda and I say, I'm being torah at your house, because I have a shtar. Yehuda will say, how do I know there's a loan? Say, shtar. Yehuda will say, how do I know it wasn't paid? What will I say? The shtar shows it wasn't paid. That's the din of a shtar. Shtar from Yadim Ha'ibayi, as long as I'm holding on the shtar, that proves it wasn't paid. But in the mil v'alpeh, as far as the loan, it's just as good. Say, how do I know there's a loan? I'll say, to Adim. He'll say, how do I know it wasn't paid? I'll say, I don't know. How do I prove it wasn't paid? I'll say, Josh admits it wasn't paid. He says, what do I care? I'll say, you know, what am I going to say? Like, in the shtar, if it was paid, you would have earned the shtar. No one would say if it was paid, you would have shot the Adim. Right? So, how do I know how to pay? Says Rabban, that he owns if Adim lo mashkach lo gavmin al kuchos el go darmi an sad yid lo para. Really, the whole case of Shiv and Nechassim in Milv and Valpeh is very rare. Because have you ever have a Shiv and Nechassim in a Milv and Valpeh? Only if you have Adim that he didn't pay. The answer, the gavmin lo mashkach lo gavmin, either they're actual Adim that he didn't pay, or an sad here means actual Adim. Not the way it's used elsewhere. Shah. They even say, we testify he didn't pay. Maybe they even say, look, we were with him the whole time, we know he didn't pay. Although, that's obviously going to be difficult. Or Eshar, that if it's within the time, the loan's not due yet, then that's a proof he didn't pay. Because he got me, he asked me, should the law of the Inchmar goes to him? He said, no, he can't even collect from your soul name if the loan's not due yet, because we have an what we usually call an outside, we have a chazaka, that no one paid before the loan was due. Alfish Inchmar said, okay, even though we disagree, that's the inner for the Ramban. That he'll deal with about us. A thing not first down. Of the busters in, they want the loan is due. But they also should pay the loan. Even if Josh is molded that he didn't pay, lo davi, I still can't be torah lekuchos. So I mean lekuchos because we'll tie up the lekuchos. They maybe it was paid. He'll drop us leo para. Then lekuchos can claim tying a para. If he gavi, me nei gavi. So I can only be gover from Josh. From him, what's sheep in the chasim? I can take the shirt of his back. I don't need a sheep in the chasim to be gover from him. Of course I can. Well, anything that's in his hands, I don't need a sheep to take. Yeah, he has to pay with all his property. And anything that he sold to the Kuach, I can't take because they can tie the Parati. Help us, Shiva Matapu, and Rami Alkomai, the Isla, the Zidai, Shibu Zaraisa, the Mukhmeriki Pasha, the Ishir, Tanosh, Bo Yosef, the Zamar Chutza. Therefore, yeah, I have a Shiva that I can collect anything that's in Josh's hands. So that applies to the Matapu just as much as the Karka. Even applies to the Matapu first, as it says, you know, he has to give me whatever Matapu under his house. Mishomachi kolod, and it says mishpachol shivakarka. Therefore, gavaldik, everyone makes this, even if there's eating like a priya, it's not called the shivakarka, because we never know if it was paid. The chen namad yochi kamaisla shivakarka. So, elen king amr shim, eden lo pro, the only time Rav Chiya Kamaisa, Laman Rav Shibud Daraisa, would really practically be able to do the Shibud is if Aiden testified that he borrowed 50 and didn't pay. That's not the Stam case. The Stam case, they were not being paid. And likewise, you can have, so you can have loaded mikdas, because I can't practically collect Shibud Nechasim, because the Lakuch will say maybe it was paid. Even in the case of Rav Chiya Kamaisa, where there's proof that he borrowed, the Lakuch will say maybe paid. Even in the case of Karban Shua, there are Edom, the Edom show up, and prove there was a loan. There's no Chiyuv Karban, there is a Chiyuv Karban, because there's no Shiva Karka, that fall out, because maybe he paid. Aval Esher Shantano, Shantano Mal, Bo Edom, the Edom Shalom, Shalom, or Glomachai, Karban Shua, Shalom, Edom Hanami, if I say, Gidon, you owe me $100, and you deny it and swear, and then Edom come and say you borrowed, and they know you didn't pay back, then in Chanami, that's called Karka, Midoraisa, and you would be Chai Veshvua. But that's fine, but that's not the normal case. Since in Chanami, if the Edom know it wasn't paid, that's Shiva Karka of a fallout. Then they're Potter and Jules Edos. The guy's Potter and Jules will be Kadom. There's no mode of a mikdas. But the normal case in Shas is normally, how do the Edom know whether it's paid? They only know there's a loan. They don't know whether it's paid. And therefore, there's no Shiva Karkos, but oh wow, and you can have a Chiyuv Shvuah. And this is the answer number 4, because I'm counting the Ish Misha Omer, which is the final answer, right? Is this your final answer? Yes, it is. And that Aiden don't know whether he paid the debt, so therefore he can't be Torah Lekuchos, and since there's no Shiva Nechasen Befoal, no Shiva Karkos Befoal, that's considered a Chov of Metalkulin. That's the Ramban. Now, the Ramban has a great answer. Of course, if you really want to analyze the Ramban's answer a little more, which you won't do now, you can say, well, it's a little strange in the other direction, which is that the whole Sugya Shibudah Daraisa, the whole case that there's really a shivud on a note ball pen that you're afraid of the same glucose, etc., is only in a rare case where you didn't know it wasn't paid. So that is a little funny. Meaning, why are there abundance of the kind of same glucose if the only time you could ever collect your shiva is when they're eating that it wasn't paid, which is very rare? Okay, let's leave that for now. The Rabban will have to swallow that dechak. Everyone has to swallow some dechak except for Rav Chaim. Answer number 4, final. Adam don't know whether he paid debt. Even I can't read it. Therefore, it can't be Torah Lekuchos. Okay. This is my nod towards Dvarim Shebaltei Yishar Rasha Lekosma. And you thought it was just that hand. Now, let's just get back for a moment to analyze. Now we have very good answers, right? So on one level, what have we done? Again, how do we learn an interesting kasha, a fascinating kasha like this? On one level, we look at the answers, see if the answers work, and why they do, why they don't, to get them to work with Maskana. And then, of course, if we wanted to, we could ask side questions on everything and go into the rest of Shas, but we won't now. But then we want to look at, first of all, when we sort of don't like an answer. Do they not like an answer for technical reasons, but they keep the dera, like the Ramban did his first 2 answers, or do they fundamentally reject it, like he did to the Yeshim Shomer? And second of all, what are the underlying assumptions? Now, even before we got to the Rush, we see the Ramban has totally different underlying assumptions than Tosos. And the Rush makes this explicit. Oh, the Rush is also on the page. Says, Hikshua Tosos, etc. He says, Ramban Zalkosav, etc. The end of ordinarily, I don't like the Ramban. Why don't I like the Ramban? Says the Rush. She can't she put it the right side. Feel melva al pen. Now I'm going to stop in the chasam. Fuggle government yatsu lukos with the ena melva yadu. I can't see any of the dover. But feel a love and both of us. She looks no ya. So now I like the Ramban. You're telling me it's only called Shiva Karko when you've been practically collected? No. Any melva, dame star, dame al pen, the Shiva Nechasim. The fact that I can't collect it is because we don't know the truth. But theoretically, there's a sheep in the chassid. Just because you can't prove it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's still there theoretically. You just can't prove it. And why? Because there's no edim. And even if he's mowed there, you'll say maybe that's a kanyu between the two. You're not machayim the lekuchos. They have higher lekuch mowed al ba'ayu gov mi men. Who held up ain't sheep in the earth totally lo ba'edim lo ba'shtar lo ba'isla sheep in the right side. El kol avon ishtav de nichtei lo ba'ed. He's back to Tosfos. It doesn't. Yes. Practically, my ability to collect the Shiva Nechasa from the Kuchos, my ability to kick Yehuda out of his house, practically depends. Do I have aid in there? It was borrowed, that wasn't paid. Do I have a star, etc.? But theoretically, any Milvah Balpeh, Bain the Adim, Bain Shalom the Adim, Bain the Adim know X, Y, and Z, Bain they don't know X, Y, and Z, Bain it doesn't matter. Theoretically, there is a Shiva Nechasa, I'll leave it to Emmet. Since I'll leave the Emmet to the Shiva Nechasa, I don't care whether you can practically implement it or not. The Rush is squarely on the side of Tosfos. And he just, well, tonight that the Rush is in case you were a little lazy that day, and you didn't notice that the Ramban and Tosfos aren't just giving different answers, but are working with different assumptions. The Rush reminds you to pay attention to that. Now, simple question, and this is what the Ramban de Achronim point out. I think the Nachlas David, not the part that I put on the last verse sheet, but the part right after that, on this verse sheet, but the part right after that, speaks this out very well, and then the Stifler, Al-Attar here, speaks it out even a little better, says, what are they arguing about? What are Tosfos and Ramban arguing about? Right? Now, does anyone see, why does Ramban disagree with Tosfos? Does anyone see anything on the board that I sneakily put there to explain why Ramban disagrees with Tosfos? This is what the Nachlas David says, and then all the Achronim after him. Yes.
Is it about the Malm or about the Lova? Is it about the Tovea? Is the Shibud that the Tovea can collect or that the Lova has to pay from?
Yes, but say sharper. Let's go back to the Nachlas David, right? Nachlas David says the Havim in our Gemara is that Shibud Karka is not the same as Karka. Why? Because the Iker debt is money. The Shiva Karka is a side point. So, what is the Maskana? The Maskana is everyone Paskins, to the best of my knowledge, everyone Paskins, right? I think even the obscure Rishonim. I don't know about the Reform response. But even the obscure Rishonim Paskin, like Maskana Bar Gemara, that Ein Nishbana for Shiva Karka, Shiva Karka counts as Karka, the Tor Shmua for Karba for Shiva Karka. Why? Taka the Nachlas David had a good point. Taka the Nachlas David had a good point. What do you mean? I'm suing you for money. There's just one detail I have collected that's a Shiva Karka. So says the Ramban, what was the line the Ramban when he rejected the Ishbisha Omer? What did he say? So the Nachlas David points out the Ramban is Lashitase. I don't know if you needed it. You just read the Ramban, you see it's Lashitase. Okay. One derech is the Ramban says no. Iker Tviyas Hatoveya Hu Almasha Toreh Min Halakukos. That's what Ramban says. Ramban says no. You think that really I'm asking you for money and I'm not asking you for karka? No. When I sue you something, the ikar of my lawsuit depends on what I have a shiva k'tovah l'kuchos. Why? Because practically it is a surer means of getting his money. I sue you. You think I'm suing you for $300. You think I'm suing you for $300? And I have my $300? No! The ikar I want is to get my money back. So any amount of $100 you have, you could, what's the lashon of Rishonim use? Maisim choyom. You never met someone who's a yeshivish, a clever fellow who's in tremendous debt? What's he do? What does a clever yeshivish fellow who's in tremendous debt do? I don't know why the Polish peasant who's in tremendous debt, what's he do? He lets him take all his money. Alright, what does a clever fellow do if he's in debt? What?
Takes another
one. No, that's even cleverer. He's put all the money into someone else's name, right?
That's easy. He gets rid of all his money. He has no money to pay with. Sorry, I have no money. Right? You never heard the famous joke, right? The guy goes into shul. The guy calls him for shlishi. He says, "What's your name?" "Oh, my name is, Rachel Bat Yaakov." "So your name, what's your name?" "They're Rachel Bat." "What do you mean?" He says, "No, I've strict orders from my attorney. Everything only my wife's name." Metaltalin, what's the point? If there's no sheep in the chasim, you can only be mavriach, is the lashon of Rishonim. If I'm suing you, Ramtal, you're a clever yeshivishiyah, right? So I'm suing you for $1 million. What are you talking about, $1 million? So now, if, I'll do the best I can, but let's say I know there's mishubadim, there's karka, and there's metaltalin. Then, what do I have in mind? All your metaltalin you can get rid of. Right? Well, you'll sell it to this guy, you'll transfer it to that guy, you'll make it all disappear. That's not my ikar das. My ikar das is on what I have a shivud. My ikar das is on the shivud. Why? Because no matter what you do with the karka, I can always go take it. It doesn't matter if you put your wife's name, it doesn't matter if you put your stranger's name, it doesn't matter if you put a Barack Obama's name. I can go and take the karka because I have a shivud on it. Therefore, practically, I understand it's more convenient for you to just write me a check for $1 million than to have to take your karka and start auctioning it off. But now that I know I already have to bring you to Beis Din and you're a slippery guy, practically the ikar of my practical tzviya is the thing that I'm sure to get, which is the shivud. So now, if there's no shivud on anything, then I'm asking for my best odds. But if there is a shivud on some things and not on others, if there's no shivud on your metaltalin, there is shivud on your karka, so my ikar tzviya is the karka, because that's a sure thing. And therefore, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is the Ramban's answer. Right? That the Ptur Shvua depends on practical ability to be Torah Lekuchos. If I have theoretical ability to be Torah Lekuchos, then that's just not significant. That's not a significant part of my tefillah. What, theoretically, I can be Torah Lekuchos? That's not a significant thing. It's the practical ability to be Torah Lekuchos that makes it my Ikar Tefillah. Because my Ikar Tefillah, so again, the Havmina is, I'm not asking for a karka, I'm asking for $1 million. The answer is no. Since the only way to really get $1 million and not let you weasel out of it is to take the Shiva Karka, the Ikar of my tefillah is Shiva Karka. Between the Ramban and the next thing that we haven't written yet. What kind of question is that? Now, who doesn't hold, like the Ramban, that it's matter what the ikar tefillah, because practically that's the best way to get my money, of course? Tosos and the Rush, right? So, Tosos and the Rush have to hold a different approach. That's what the Nafas Dovin, and then later than him, all the modern day brisker are going to point out. Tosos and the Rush have to hold a different approach. What's the maskana? They have to have a more machadish version of the maskana. Because the maskana has nothing to do with practically what I'm really going to collect. Even if practically I'm never collecting shiva karka, I still have a tour. They have to taka say a big finish. What's the big finish they have to say? What's the big finish the Tosos and the Rush have to say? They have to say, big finish, that any field that has a tzad of karka is considered karka. That since one of the options of realizing this chiyuv, one of the aspects of this chiyuv is karka, even though karka is not a particular, meaning, let's say a case where practically I can't prove whether or not you paid, right, or the Edom died. So, practically, maybe I'm not likely to collect the karka any more than the metaltalin. I only theoretically. But theoretically there's a shivud karka. Since theoretically part of the chiyuv is shivud karka, theoretically you could pay me through the shivud karka. Theoretically you could arrange that I get the karka and realize the shivud karka, even though that's not terribly likely to happen. Therefore, since theoretically one part of the chiyuv is karka, the big kiddush, the ptur of karka is so broad that anything which is theoretically has an element of karka, anything which theoretically has an element of karka is already karka. And here, you might
say,
and this is how stuff would be proven for the Ish Mishomer,
right? Now, this Tosfos in Rashi, anything with an element of karka is already considered karka. This might be more palatable, depending on what side you took in the Chakira about the nature of Shibud. What is the nature of a Shibud? What does a Shibud mean? Right? I lend Ari $1 million. I have a Shibud on his karka. We know what that means practically. Practically, that means that I have a mortgage on his property, even if he sells his property, even if he disappears, even if he moves to Antarctica, I can still collect the property. Right? But what does that theoretically mean? What's the nature of a Shibud? So the Ritva actually starts, the things written in Kedushin said, why are there Mandar Shibud Lavda Raisa? Interestingly, I would have said Mandar Shibud Lavda Raisa. She said the Torah never thought of the idea of Shibud. And, a lot of things are in the Torah, never talked about the internet either. Okay, the Torah never thought of Shibud. Not one way, not the other. All right, a lot of things are in the Torah. The Ritva says, no, why is there Mandar Shibud Lavda Raisa? He says, because a Shibud is a mixed kinyan. The Torah doesn't allow. Mother Shmuel Lavda Raisa said, Torah doesn't allow a partial kinyan. Either you have a kinyan or you don't. Either I can give you $1 million and buy your house, right? Obviously, you know I can do that. Or I can give you $1 million and not buy your house. If I give you $1 million and buy your house, that's called Mechiras Harka. If I give you $1 million and don't buy your house, that's called a Halva. There's nothing in between. There can be no Shibud. This causes us to then ask the interesting question, so how about Mother Shmuel Lavda Raisa, right? L'chora we paskin Shibud Daraisa. It seems to me that we paskin Shibud Daraisa. That's fairly mochra. So when we paskin Shibud Daraisa, well, what are the two options for why we think Shibud Daraisa? Mother Shibud Daraisa says you can't have a partial tape. So what are the two ways that we could say Shibud is Daraisa? Either. Either you can have a partial Kenyan, or. Or it's not a partial Kenyan. It's a Shibud is not a Kenyan. Right? That's what's, right, we know the dog brings down. Even though this probably isn't the right answer in the original context, he said it. He says, why is Eve eligible to Kim Chayim? Bishel is right, Bishamai is wrong. So, what's Pshah? We should just, put Bishamai with all the Svarim Pitzonim and kick him out of Mishnah. So, the dog brings down. What was the first answer? He brings down. I'm not sure who he brings it down for. Even if Beit Shammai is wrong, you can't understand Beit Hillel unless you understand Beit Shammai first. Therefore, Elul Divukim Chayim, because you can't get the right shot of Beit Hillel without understanding the lumdus of Beit Shammai. Here, what's the lumdus money through the Lavda Raisa? So it could be a very boring lumdus. The Torah never talked about Shibud Nunu. The Ritva says no, it's a very interesting Shita. Shibud Lavda Raisa, because you can't have a mixed us kinyan. Right? I'm pretty sure that's his Lashon, or that or someplace. You can't have kinyan lachatzoyim. Now, what about Shibud Daraisa? What does that mandamar hold? Shibud Daraisa. Does he hold? You can have haknoa lachatzoyim. After all, it's not a real kinyan. Right? It's not a real Canaan. I don't own his house just for the money. It's like a chitzi Canaan. What does that mean? I now own the right to his house for my debt. The right to take his house for my debt. I have bought the Canaan Lachatzon on his house that I don't own the house. Obviously, keep in mind, he can have 8 houses, each of which worth $1 million. Obviously, he can own all of them. Obviously, I don't own 8 houses for $1 million. I don't get $8 million for $1 million. Means, but lachatzayim, I bought the right to collect each of those houses for $1 million. Obviously, I can't exercise that right more than once. Not only that, I can't even exercise that right if he's willing to pay me cash. I can't go to the Kukos if he paid me cash, or if he paid me with anything else. So maybe you can have a k'nal lachatzayim, a shibud is a k'nal lachatzayim, or maybe the answer is, Shibud is not a hakna'ah at all. The maskeh, we hold that you can't, of course, you're right, you can't have a k'nal l'chatzan, right? You made two assumptions. You can't have a k'nal l'chatzan, and Shibud is a k'nal l'chatzan. Right? What did the Ritva say? Zok the Ritva. Sovar she'ein hakna'ah l'chatzan, v'shibud k'ni l'chatzan. Mandar will love to write down two things. Shibud is a half kinyan, and you can't make a half kinyan. We only have to disagree with one of them. Everyone knows the opposite of A and B is not A or not B. Right? Either we hold taka, you're right, a shiva is a half kenyan, but you're allowed to make a half kenyan. Or taka, you're right, you can't make a half kenyan. But shiva's not a half kenyan. Shiva is just. Well, what is it, not a half kenyan? Here I'm going to be a little, I'm going to cheat a little, because I make reference to a concept that really needs to spend a month understanding that concept. The way they say in the yeshivas, even though I'm not sure it's the most accurate way to say, because when you make one side of a takira a concept that you need a month to understand, it's never the clearest way. But in the yeshivas, is makobel, the modern day yeshivas, you know, the last 100 years, makobel to say, it's not all, it's just arvus. What does that mean? Call nifig bar inashin in arvile, shiva doesn't, I don't have any kingdom in your house. I didn't buy the right to collect your house. I have the right to collect from you. What shiva means is that there's a chain between you and your property. You are linked to your property. Your property is connected to you. And therefore, just like I can collect from your right hand and I can collect from your left hand, therefore I can collect from your property because your property is connected to you. And therefore, I have a right to collect from your property. Basically, I can go to someone, I can say, I have the right to collect from this property. But not because I bought the property. I didn't buy anything. I just have the right to collect from it, just like if you actually have a real arev, right? You actually have a cosigner, and this is getting to lumdus, which is learned to do, you know the lumdus, which was the very end of Bhagavatra. But, yeah, if I can't get from Wardy, I go to Aaron. But really, my debt is unworthy. This is two different ways of conceptualizing Shibud. Really, I haven't bought the karka mikol l'chol. That would be ridiculous. I bought a mikdas chetzi the karka, meaning every loan is v'chetzi a mecher. Right? V'chetzi. If you don't end up having cash, then I'm buying your karka. Or, no, every loan is not a mecher at all. It's just a loan. But there's a side point called arevus, which says that if you don't pay, I can get your karka. It would be most tempting to say this is the famous machlokes amoraim that we learned last 2 years ago. Is anyone here 2 years ago? Here being YU? Who was in YU 2 years ago? Okay. What famous machlokes rabbi and rava would you want to affiliate with this chakira? Rishon Lishkatzi is really certain that you should. If I hadn't taken your karka, is it mine l'mafreya for when I lent you money? Is it only mine when I collect it? If it's really a kinyan, then l'mafreya was mine all along. If it's not a kinyan, it's just a way to collect, right? Let's not even put confusing words. It's not atna at all. It's just a, you can call it a zchus gevuya, just a way to collect. Then obviously it's mikana l'hava. I am reluctant to say that because everyone knows we paskin mikan l'habahu gover. Everyone knows we paskin mikan l'habahu gover. And yet, I think both sides of these chakiras are present. So, other than parentheses, you might say, this is an achlokes, a bayit in rabba. You might say that if it's a hakna, then l'mafreya hu gover. If it's a not hakna, mikan l'habahu gover. Theoretically, you could say that, but I won't say that. I think that either way, even if it's a kinyan l'chatzayin, it's not a full kinyan, tell me kinyan l'haba. What might be a nafkamina? So it seems to be, what's an obvious nafkamina? Right? Let's say you don't know anything about shas or anything else. All right, I have a chakir whether I own something or not. What's an easy way to tell whether I own something or not? If I own something, I can.
You could guess that.
I can sell it. I could be kind of I could be machnashet, but you're right. Josh is right. But an easier example is, if I own something, I can sell it. If I don't own something, I can't sell it. That sounds pretty reasonable. Now, can I sell shibudu? Oh, we need an aspirin. Right, can I sell mechir staris? Mechir staris don't write them. Mechir staris don't button them. Big deal in the Rishonim. Right, we can't learn the whole sugya now of mechir staris. We know halakha l'maisa, we know the answer, right? Halakha l'maisa is easy. If I have a star that you owe me money, can I sell that or not? The answer is yes. Through which methodology?
Mesira or...
No.
Mesira.
What umesira? Ksiva umesira. Ksiva umesira. What the nature of ksiva umesira is going to be very, very complex, of course, right? So, let's ask ourselves, a simple question. Not the whole sugya of Mechir Staros. Let's just take a few shitas on the sugya of Mechir Staros and compare them. And that's, I think, what I put on this Makorah sheet, no? Yeah. So, what did I compare? Tosos and the Rabbeinu Yonah. I had outside of the brackets, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah is in the Rabbeinu Yonah there. I just figured, in case you don't have Rabbeinu Yonah, I told you where it was in the, did I say Nuki Yosef, Shikim Bubensis? Which one did I put? Which? Nuki Yosef, okay. It's found in a lot of more accessible sources. I mean, Nuki Yosef, everyone has homes to finish us. So that's why I put it there. But you can look it up in the, but I'll use the Rabbeinu Yonah. There's no, I'm not trying to pull a fast one anyway. What does Tosos say? Tosos said, Kamalari, hey, if Yacho Lim Karachol, the Vishlam Sheshlo Karkals, Mochlus Sheshiva Sheshlo Karkals, Moksha Emo Kloma Mochalo. The Re says, how do you sell a chold? Taina, if there's Karka, you're selling the Sheva Karka. But how do you sell an unsecured chold? Okay, I don't care about the unsecured chold now. What does Tosos assume? Is it obvious that you can or can't sell a Sheva Karka? It's obvious to Tosos, to the Re at least, that.
Yeah.
You can. The reason is, Pasha, you can sell Shiva Karka, ma baya. Pasha, you can sell Shiva Karka. On the other hand, what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah said, Kenyan my vintage, any of the hackles going to cost, which one of those? You can't sell Shiva Karka. Why? Came into Aksha of Enu Shalom, because they're not yours. You can't matish them. They're not yours. If they're not yours, then you can't sell them. Right? So, now there's a lot of in-between formulations as well, as you well know. But just to take these two extreme formulations, the Reis says, Pashat, you can sell the Sheva Karka. And the Namukhi Yosef says, Pashat, you can't sell the Sheva Karka. How can you sell something that's not yours? Right? This might be the question of Mechiras Chov. Right? The Reis says, Pashat, Sheyachol Limkor Sheva Karka. Of course I can sell it. Oh, doesn't he know it's not mine yet? No, the whole karka is not mine yet, but the chetzi karka is mine. The chetzi, the right to the karka is mine. I don't have the whole land, but the right to collect the land is already mine. So what am I selling you? The right to collect the land. I can't sell you partial rights to the land. I can sell it, right? He says maskana is bad. You can have a kini lechatzon, as opposed to being a Yonah who says says. There's no Mechira because it's not Shalom. Now, the Tosfos in Bava Basra says, Josh, that you can't sell them because it's Shalom Vein and Rishusa. That's a different Svara. But the, and that's probably closer to the Tosfos in Ksuvi, Karel, but in the whole Sugi Mechira Starus, where I said, I'm clinging to be teaching now, clearly, if a Shiva is a Kini Lachatzon, you're allowed to have a Kini Lachatzon, then you can sell the Kini Lachatzon. Nothing about selling you the house. I'm not selling you the house, I'm selling you the right to collect the house. That's Mechiras Chov. However, if nothing is yours, he owes you stuff, but nothing's yours, then there's nothing to sell. That's really Yonah.
But even according to the Reed, I have a Chetzi Kinyan such that if I don't get paid back, I'm able to, you know...
That's exactly what I'm selling you.
To use this land. But that means what he's selling... That means, really, he's not selling the Shiva Karka. He's not selling the Karka. He's selling the Chol. He's selling the chance that the guy is not... Is
he's
that
selling
the Chol
through the Shiva Karka. So the Shiva Karka includes the whole Chol. So the Shiva Karka means that if I don't get paid, you can take my land. And if I sell you that, then you either have to get paid or get the land.
Right, but I think it's on... Could one say that it's a little bit unfair to say that you're selling the Shiva Karka and completely, you know, ignore the fact that, no, really you're selling the Chol, and the mechanism through which you're selling the Chol is the Shiva Karka.
No, listen to the Re, not the mechanism. The whole Chol is the Shiva Karka. Listen to the Re. Dibish long sheyesh lo karkos. Mokher lo oso Shiva sheyesh lo ala karkos. Mokher lo oso Shiva sheyesh lo ala karkos. I'm just telling you what the Re said. You want to start analyzing it more, you can. But I'm telling you the exact words of the Re, no more and no less. This also comes up, agav, in the famous Machlokes and Mitzvos of the Maharit, well, hold on a second. If Shiva is a Hatna'a, what kind of thing can't you be Machnek? Dabar Shloboli Olam, right? Dabar Shloboli Olam. Ah, that's an interesting question. Can I be Meshabe Dabar Shloboli Olam? Meaning, can I write in a star that I owe more than $1 million, and the Shiva on all of the land I have now, and all the real estate I will ever purchase in the future. Can I do that? Anyone know? Halacha L'maisa? Anyone a lawyer here?
Yes, that's fine.
Right? Sometimes I can just go to law school so they can learn things like this.
sometimes they confuse and end up going to law schools that teach American law instead, and then they never end up knowing. So Josh tells us, if I specify what they're called, that's called Sheba, what's the code word for it, the jargon?
Acne.
The acne, right, the acne. I'm a shabby to acne anything I ever buy. If I want to, I can be a shabby to acne. If I want to, I can be a shabby to acne. The Ksos has a big my focus, but that's my writ with this. Said the Marit, he says, the Marit said, Bishlam should have aimed all of the Yeshua like Nosa McKinney and Yahweh Shtabi to love. Yeah, Shibun Achayla Gufo, yeah, you can have a Shibun on Dorshal Bolyon, but the Shibun is on Gufo, the Shibun is that you will pay the loan. And this is how you'll pay the loan, says the Marit. Of course you can use Shabbat Dorshal Bolyon. The Shibun's not Chal on the Tarka, the Shibun's Chal on me that I have to pay, and I even have to go to these lengths to pay. Right? The Shiva's not about the karka, it's about how I'm going to pay. The detail of how I'm going to pay. So why can't I be Meshavet as Dabashol Bali Olam? I'm in the Olam, right? What is the Marit assuming? That a Shiva is a Kenyan Lachatzai, or just a detail of how to collect it? Exactly! This is Shivud Dabashol Bali Olam. I apologize for making such a small area here. The Marit says, the Shivud is Chal on Gufo. Of course I can give a Shabbat something, a house I'll buy next year. Because I'm not selling you the house. I'm selling you my Chiva Guf to pay even for this house. Okay. Says the Ksos to him. The Ksos says, Amnam Daad, Hai Shibuz Akdeh, Emes Lafar Torah. Did mean Doraisa, Ein Lanu Lechalek Ben Kenyan Lashibuz. Says the Ksos. Says ridiculous. You can't have Shiva Dumpso Boliol, and there's no difference in Kenyan and Shiva. What does the Ksos say? So says, Ein Lechalek Bein Kenyan Lishiva. There is no difference between a Kenyan and a Shiva. If you can't be Machna Dumpso Boliol Ligamre, then you can't be Machna Dumpso Boliol Lechatzai. Ein Nafkamina Bein Shiva the Kenyan. Shiva is a Kenyan. Ah, then why can't I be Shabbat Dabar Shabbat Leolam? Says the Ksos. Anyone want to guess? If you know a little bit about Shabbat. Ksos just says, really, you shouldn't be the Shabbat Dabar Shabbat Leolam. Because Shiva is Kenyan, has the same rules as Kenyan. It's a Kenyan Lachatzayim. Ah, so why the Maitha can you? What would you say? It's a special Takana Drabanan because of Ni'ilas Delos Ne'ilavin. Right. Yeah, Midrabanan, okay. The Rabbanan can make a Kenyan and Dabashol Bali Olam. Midrabanan, because in the Elish, Lotinol, Delos, they love him. What are the Rabbanan saying? If you only shop what you have now and not what you buy, the guy might not be willing to lend you. So therefore, because the Elish Delos, says the Ksos, Elah, she was the Akne, Nahani, I need to be Sofrim. Shalom, Tinol, Delos, Bifne, love him. They came, Kosav, etc. Right? So, I think here we have, now, obviously we could expand on this, but we won't now. A chasira about the nature of Shibud. Right? Or sand blasphemies we have already. Okay, no relative. Trust me, that whenever a normal person could give shir about for 40 minutes and I give shir about for 2 hours, I could give shir about for 10 hours.
We have complete trust.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Keep in mind all the credit I get for that, Migo. But more seriously, we have a chakir about the nature of Shibud, which is only touched with Samadli, the tip of the iceberg. Is a Shibud, but here we've illustrated, first of all, today I'm in the mood to illustrate methodology, apparently. Methodology. How do you get chakiras? Where does lumbus come from? Where did all this lump and not lumbus chakiras come from? So you could just like make things up for no particular reason and be a bad lumbus who says fake Torah. But real chakiras come from the makoros. Real chakiras come from the makoros. How do you get chakiras from the makoros? In one of two ways. Both ways we illustrated when it came to what's it? Yeshiva Karkos. Even say, what's the Havmina? Now that the Havmina, I have two ways to explain the Maskana. If you narrow it, break down the Havmina. And that's what we did right here. How do we know a Chakira in Manda Rishabuddha Doraisa, or in Shibud? Where do we get a Chakira from Shibud? Chakira is very Pashit. If you know, and the Ritzvah tells you, Manda Rishabuddha Lav Doraisa makes two assumptions,
then you know Manda Rishabud Daraisa has to argue with one of those two assumptions. That's because you are based in the sources. And then you go and you find out Kaminas, and you say, well, is it a Kenyan, not a Kenyan? Maybe if it's a Kenyan, it should work even more afraid. If it's not a Kenyan, it should work even more haba. That's not so more. Maybe if it's a Kenyan, you can sell things. If it's not a Kenyan, you can't sell it. Obvious one. And you go look and you find it's a big machlokes, part of more complicated sugya. Or if it's a Kenyan, it can only be Kalan Dover Habaliolum. If it's not a Kenyan, it should apply even Doshe and Lobaliolum. And then you say, well, that's not a good enough Kamina, because we know it applies to Doshe and Lobaliolum. But if you look around, you'll see, no, we know it does, but it's really machlokes. Does it? Because it should, or does it because it shouldn't, but there's the kind of Ne'ilat Delos, Ketos versus Ma'arit. And then if you want, you can find 20 other Nafkaminas, I assure you. Of course, the other way to get to a Chakira is, you have a question, you get answers to the question. Then all of a sudden you notice that the different answers are saying different things, or you've got Machlokas Rishonim. They seem to be working off different assumptions, and out of that you tease out a Chakira, which is what we did here. Now, let us take Josh, and then we'll prepare ourselves to be full briskers.
If we were to run with the Rav's and Daraita type thing for a second, what would you do with it? So, this is legitimately a Takana Darabanan that flies in the face of the Ke'en Daraita. Meaning, what would this be comparable to Ke'en Daraita? How would this be built?
No, so I think what the Rav would just say is that the Chalos on the Shalom is a Ke'en Daraita of a Dabar Haboliolam. But I admit that that's an assumption. I'm not going to get into it now. This might have to do with, as you well know, as Pasha's told us, so everyone knows the famous Chakira about Darshal Baliolam, right? What? Right, exactly, right? What the Rush famously say? Right, the famous Rush, there's a, who quotes this Rivush? It's like a Shuri Vush about this. So someone wrote in the Rush says this Pshat and told us. The Rush says, I never saw the Rush says this Pshat, I just heard the rumor, I don't believe it for a second. But now we actually, in the back of the Mahor, whatever they have in the Saviyat, appears in the Rush, and he did say it. The Rush says that, after you sell the Mahor, it's a Shul Baliolam, right? When your father dies, you get the inheritance. So he said, you could have answered this other ways, including what some of you should Achronim deal with, which is one about before Ban Torah, but we're not going to go there. The Rush says, no, that's why you can sell the Hayom. With the Shmua, you can sell the Shul Baliolam. You only can sell Dar Shabaliolam the regular way, but if you add a Shua, then you can sell Dar Shabaliolam, and therefore, I love the Maisa, the Rush Paskins, that I can sell you Dar Shabaliolam if I swear.
Why is that?
Obviously, he's assuming that really a Kenyan can be Chalam Dar Shabaliolam. It's just that my Das isn't serious enough, so I can't have Mir's Das, because it's hard to have Das about something that's not Baliolam. But if you add a Shua, then your Das becomes very serious, and it's Chal, as opposed to saying that fundamentally the Kenyan can't be Chalam Dar Shabaliolam. So we're not getting into that at all. I didn't mean to bring it up, except that Erev Parshas told us. So how can you not? But what I'm saying to Josh is you're going to have to answer the question. Is a Kenyan Dar Shabaliolam fundamentally more from the realm of Kenyanim? Is it a side problem like the Russian told us? And then you get into questions we're not going to deal with now. You were a Shira for so many years. You must have heard me give a 2-hour Shira about Dar Shabaliolam once, no? So go back and look here.
I probably heard it.
Okay.
Only 2 hours?
Okay. You were ready. You've said that already in other words. Okay. Now, back to what this has to do with our sugya and why I really brought this up. Right? What this has to do with our sugya and why I really brought this up. Moshe, I'm going to need to erase at some point. Would you say that Shiva Karka is really considered to be a Karka? Even if you don't practically plan to focus on or utilize that Shiva Karka, and it's of no practical import for you. So now, this is very, very far from Machorach, but you could definitely say, here is our Sugya. You could definitely say that if it's a Knala Chatzayin, Tosos on the Rush are easier to understand. I'm not saying that it's Tali Havaha. Certainly not Tali Havaha. But it's easier to say, look, if it's Mamish Aknova Chatzayim, if Mamish, when I have a Shiva Tarka, it's not just a side detail of how I might collect. I actually bought the right to collect this Karka. Part of the essence of my loan is that Chesi Kenyan on Karka,
then it's easier to say, well, I have a loan. Part of it is that you owe me money. Part of it is a kinyan on karka. That kinyan karka is an important theoretical part of that loan, theoretically. And therefore, you should call that karka.
As opposed to if a shiva karka is just a detail of how I'm going to collect. It's really an inyan of gufo. It's about how I'm going to pay you. How I'm going to pay you? One way I'll pay you is through the shiva karka, this funny way. Right? Then, it's harder to say the Tosafot. Theoretically, because there's some theoretical way to collect that I can't ever actually use, that's going to really make it a whole karka. Then, it makes more sense, like the Ramban. You know, that's a way I might collect. If that is the best way to collect, then it'll be significant. If it's not practically a good way of collecting, then it won't be significant. So I think certainly, I'm not saying it's totally ha-ba-ha, but once you have this chakira, you might say that the reason they have these different attitudes is, there are other things you could say, my tie into this chakira. Now, we're ready for the following question. What's shot in the Yesh Misha Omer? Keep in mind, the Yesh Misha Omer is talking on the level of the Oraisa. He's not saying this only because it's a kind of running thing. Even the Oraisa, when there was a Shiva, Bein Vistar, Bein Balpeh, it was different. Because in Balpeh, the Shiva of Karkov is no better than the Metalfalit. In Vistar, the Shiva of Karkov is more Iker and Taurus. What does he mean by that? To explain what he means by that, we need Rav Chaim. But as a prelude to Rav Chaim, I want to ask you a simple question. What's the difference between Milva Balpeh and Milva Dishtar? Who remembers what we had last year on Monday? What difference does a star make? What difference does the star make? Let's start with Midrabanan. So what does the Gemara say straight out? Kol, right? Gemara says kol. What does it enshrine? This technical detail of kol, which, you know, then makes the difference. Seems you have to save the lakuchos versus the ilus delas. On the one hand, we want to protect the ability of people to have a shiva to get loans. On the other hand, we want to protect the ability of purchasers to not have their purchases confiscated from them. So practically, you say, depending on the kol or not, give Baldic. Okay, now, that's how everyone understood until the Rav. That's not really true. It's my books are shown up and getting that cut. But I mean, that's how like everyone that I knew understood until the Rav. Because they didn't pay attention to this Tosus Rit and getting that cut. I hope everyone managed to find the Tosus Rit, right? You have to remember it in a lot of notes the Tosus Rit on the page. You have to find it in the Tosus Rit. The Gemara wants to know, if when you make a kinyan shtar, I have to give you a shtar. Do I have to own the shtar that I'm giving you? Right? Is it big enough to mean I'm getting, right? Does the husband have to own the get he's giving to the wife, or does he just have to give her a paper? Right? Why is that an important thing to know practically? Because they write it with a special guy writes it, with special ink, with special ksav, on special paper. So, it all belongs to the bezdin. So, can the husband just pick it up and give it to his wife? Or does the Benjamin say, we're giving this to you as a Matana Gemara, please accept it as a Matana Gemara, and then he gives it to his wife. Okay, we shouldn't know from such things unless you sign the Dayanim. But the Gemara wants to discuss, and the Gemara says, no, we dash him safe for a Makna, that you have to own the star you're giving it to. And then they have to say, Hasha, wasn't there a little village, there's only one guy who was literate, and he's the one who had all the money. I guess maybe it was a coincidence. So he would lend everyone money. And he would write the shtaros, and then they would give them back to him. Doesn't that show that you don't have to own the shtar? Because they give him the shtar, but they never owned it. He did. Well, then, no, he was matched. It was my time, and then they gave it to him. So Tosafot says, what are you talking about? Hold on. Only a shtar kinyan needs to be owned by the person. A shtar alone is not a shtar kinyan. It's a shtar raya! Shtar alone doesn't make the kinyan. You don't owe me money because of the shtar, you owe me money because you borrowed. It's just a raya. So Tosa says, Mani shtar yalvol v'get einam el raya! Tosa says the shtar yichov is only a raya. And he says, you know what? The Gemara's lav dafka. What it really meant is he bought their fields from them with the shtar kinyan and he wrote the shtar. So Tosa says the shtar chov is a shtar raya. Zuck, the Tosa's right on the side. He says, Tirish, but ina shalovet yakne lo karka osa vishabdin lo betsefer v'yimsulam al batsefer kaso. What is a shtar chov? Is a shtar chov merely a raya? Said Tosfos, no. What is a shtar chov? A shtar chov is a shtar kinyan. What's the kinyan on? What's the kinyan on? On the sheba karka. In other words, what's the machlokes? Tosfos in Gittin Daf Chof and Beis said, shtar chov is a shtar raya. Shtar chov is a proof. You want to know, Eidim are a proof, shtar is a proof. Why in the proof of Eidim do I not have a sheba, in the proof of shtar do I have a sheba? The answer is easy, because one is a kol, another is a kol, and the rabbanim is a takana. Says the Tosfos Rit, though, the Rav loved this Tosfos Rit. I'll explain why in a moment. Says the Tosfos Rit, no. Maybe even said a little more. The Tosfos Rit said, no. Shtar chov is a shtar kinyan on what? Not on the loan. The loan is there with or without the shtar. On the sheba karka. That what's the difference between a milv shtar and a milv valpah? In a milv valpah, I never did a mice kinyan on the sheba karka. In a milv shtar, the shtar is the kinyan on the sheba karka. In other words, what does the shtar make? It's a shtar kinyan on the karka. Doesn't the Gemara say the difference is kol? So this is the famous Rav that Josh quoted earlier, right? The Rav says, no, everyone knows the Rabbanim made a takana. Everyone knows the reason the takana is that a shtar has a kol and Eidim don't. So the question is, what's the nature of that takana? Tosfos assumes the Rabbanim just magically made a takana. They said magically, we're going to use our hefker, bez, and hefker power, like they're allowed to magic. That's called hefker, bez, and hefker. Magically, we're going to say that when there's a kol, there's a sheba karka. When there isn't a kol, there isn't a sheba karka. Tosfos Ritz says, no, kol the tikkun, the rabbanim came to write the tikkun. The rabbanim didn't say anything magically. The rabbanim said this, we're going to set up a system where if you lend money to Eidim, that's not a kinyan on anything. But if you lend money to shtar, the shtar is considered a shtar kinyan on the karka. Of course, the reason was kol. But this is what the Rav always said. The reason of the Takana might be one thing. But the way they made the Takana, the Tamadin versus the Ophiadin, might be something else. The reason they differentiate between Shtar and Eidim is because of Kol. But the Maisa, how did they implement that? They didn't just say we're going to do magic. They said, we're going to make a Takana Drabanan, that anyone who gives Kesef for a loan, that Kesef is not a Kinyan Kesef on Karka. But anyone who gives a shtar for a loan, it is a Kenyan shtar on karka. We'll let the Kenyan shtar go through on the karka, and we won't have a Kenyan kesef go through on the karka. And that's exactly what they said. They said from now on, every shtar chov is a shtar kinyan on the shibudim. That's the way they implement their kol rabban, even though the reason is kol. He admits the reason is kol. But the way they made their takana transcends the reason. Okay, look at the what's it called, the Nefesh HaRav for 100 pages of examples. Takana Drabanan so far. Now, where's my Makor sheet? What else did I want to say? You could talk a lot about this also, but we won't. This is also very, very mefurish in the Nesivos. The Shach says, this is a bit of a side point, the Shach says in Simon Samos Vav, that a shtar chov is a shtar kinyan on shibudim. Then the Sima says, what do you mean a shtar chov is a shtar kinyan on shibudim? Shibudim are equal with the shtar with baal peh. The only difference is kol. And the Sima says, the exact same thing as the Tosfos Rit. He just said that, like, knowing, like, all the lumdas that he's trying to get out of it. What did he say? He says, Ashkov said, take and come to Mila Pelugam Mishabdi. Now the Rabbanim made a takana difference in New Valshtam Mil Vishtar. Mimela Ashkov, Sharchov, Ushtar Kinya Negan Mishabdi. I skipped some words. Then he said, Ashkov, what does he say? Sharchov, Ushtar Kinya on Mishabadim. Very, very pashut. Very, very pashut. Now, this might make one din a little easier to understand. There's one din that might seem to indicate, obviously there's more of a chodesh. The Balabatish way is just to say that, what do you mean, they did magic. Kol, yeah, kol, yes, no kol, no shiva. Say, no fancy, they did love this, they're fun, they did the kind of that. Nowadays, a shtar chov is a shtar kinyan on the shiva karka.
Now, one sugi, which might indicate this, is the famous Gemara in the Bavasa, Mendel and Bey, which talks about, can you reshiva on a talpulin? So there's no reshiva on a talpulin. Right? So Machlos Shoshana, whether it's Darais or Darabana, maybe we won't even get into that now. The truth is that, let's not get into it now. If you want to, you can on your own think about the question of that's Machlos Rishonim, and why are there Yeshiva there is Shiva on the top line? There's Shiva on anything. Why are there Yeshiva there's no Shiva on the top line? Might be psychologically, people don't count on the top line, or it might be LP Kenyan, the two ways to do a Lomi Daraisa are Kesef and Shtar, and neither of those work for Metalpolis. Although, then you have to get to the right level. Okay, we'll leave that for now. Now, very simple, says the Gemara. You want to make a Shiva on the top line? No problem. How do you make a Shiva on the top line? Anyone know? How do you make a Shiva on the top line? What does the Gemara say in Bogas and Mandalas? What? Agav! You make a shiva on your karka, mishav the talpulin, agav the karka. Okay, without getting into kind of stuff. You make a shiva on the talpulin, agav karka. Now hold on a second. You can be mishav the talpulin, agav karka. If the problem with metalpulin, the Gemara says, there's no shiva on metalpulin, so there's no coal. How does the agav karka solve the problem that there's no coal? Right? Shiva metalpulin, agav karka. Which way does that make more sense? Tosos and Gittin or Tosos Rid? That you can be Shabbat Metalpul and Agav Karka. Tosos Rid, why? Because he says, yeah, the reason behind it is coal. But the way that they need to is Kinyan Shtar. And the Maisa, can you do a Kinyan Shtar and Metalpulin? Normally not, but you can. Agav Karka. So then, this Gemara is very Nicha. You basically have a loophole. Even though the Rabbanan were concerned about coal, the way they made their tekana was, and again, maybe there's a purposeful loophole, the way they made their tekana was, you need Kinyan Shtar to have Shibut. And therefore, of course you can have Shibut on top of there's no Kinyan Shtar. Even though they say there's no Shibut on top of there's no coal. But the way they made it was by enough Kiyah of the Kinyan, there's no Kinyan Shtar. So it's very Nicha because you can have Kinyan Shtar on Metaltalin Agav Karka. If you hold it's just a matter of coal and it has nothing to do with Kinyan, Kinyan Shtar is not relevant. It's all just a matter of coal. Then you'll have to say, B'dochak, that Metaltalin Agav Karka has a coal. Which is a little dochak. Normally, if I'm a shopping my cow, there's no coal. If I'm shopping my cow, Agav my house, then there is a coal. Alright, so you want to know why if the Shiva Kal is Metaltalin Agav Karka? Either you have to say, we only care about coal. It's all magic based on coal. It's all practical based on coal. The answer is, when I'm shoving my cow out of the house, it has more of a coal. Could be. Or you can say, no, that the reason originally was coal, the way they made the takana was they said Kinyan Shtar on the top, on Shivut. Therefore, you can only have Shivut on Karka, because there's only Kinyan Shtar. You can only have Shivut in the middle of the Shtar, because there's a Shtar. But if you do it on Karka, you can get around that. Okay, now, let us ask a very simple question. If this is true, is this only midrabanan or even midaraisa, this idea that the shtar makes a difference because the kinyan on the mishubadim says the nesivos, only midrabanan. Why? Because midaraisa is no different than mil v'shtar mil v'alteh. But what does Rav Chaim say? What could you say? What could you say? This is nesivos. The Grach, based on the Ish Mishah Omer, what does he say? No, this idea that Shtar is a Kenyan on the Shibud, that's not only Midrabanan. That's even Midoraisa. Oh, but how could it be? Midoraisa is equal Shibud and Shtar and Balpeh, isn't there? Well, what did the Ish Mishah Omer say? Is the Shibud equal in Shtar and Balpeh Midoraisa? Where's the Ish Mishah Omer? Or is the Shibud stronger Shtar than Balpeh? Says the Yesh Misha Omer. This is the Yesh Misha Omer. Even Midoraisa, only Midrabanan, that yes, no, with the star, yes, without a star, no. Or maybe even Midoraisa, stronger versus weaker. Maybe even Midoraisa, star makes a difference. And I would never say it's not the Yesh Misha Omer. And I don't even know if Rav Chaim would have said it's not the Yesh Misha Omer, but I bet he would. Even Midoraisa maybe Shtar makes a difference. Why? The Ksos, whose parents, the Sivas, quoted by the Sivas, the Ksos says,
Even the Doraisa Shtar makes a Shibud. Why? Isn't there a Shibud with or without a Shtar? He says, yeah, there's a Shibud without a Shtar, and there's another Shibud with a Shtar. He didn't say any more than that. But, what's the point? Just because you have a Shibud without a Shtar, doesn't mean you can't have another Shibud with a Shtar. That's a Ksos. And now to add to the Ksos, once you have a Shibud without a Shtar, and you have another Shibud with a Shtar, who says there are two redundant Shibuds? Maybe a weaker Shibud without a Shtar, and a stronger Shibud with a Shtar. What does a weaker Shibud mean? What does a stronger Shibud mean? Who ever heard of these words, weaker Shibud and stronger Shibud? So the answer is... Seidina. Right, the answer is maybe this is Rav Chaim and the Yesh Misha Omer. What do they say? Seidina. Mida Oraisa. What's from the Yesh Misha Omer? What does the Yesh Misha Omer mean? Mida Oraisa the Shiva with Shah without a Shah. But Mida Oraisa the Shiva the character is nothing more special than the Talflin. But without a Shah, what does he say? What does he say? Both Milvah Shah and Milvah Shiva Karka. Milvah Shiva Karka is no stronger than Shiva Talflin, it's just stop. But in Milvah Shah, the Shiva Karka is stronger, it's toughest. What does it mean toughest? You're holding it already. How do you hold something already? Maybe that's what he means by Kenyan. Shibud Karka Bishtar versus Shibud Milve Balpeh or Shibud Metalpulin Bishtar. So the Shtar is not Chala Metalpulin. What is he saying? That on the Doraisa level, just because Bandar Shibud Doraisa holds the Shibud, Bain Bishtar, Bain Balpeh, doesn't mean they're equal. That's what everyone assumes except the Yesh Misha Omer. What does the Yesh Misha Omer say? He says, no, they're not equal. Me Doraisa, Bain Mil Bishtar, Mil Balpeh, have a Shibud. But it's not coincidence that there are Bani Kedem or Machal Kim Bishtar and Balpeh because of Kol. That's Mamish to Ain Doraisa Tikkun. All they did is said, they're Svezin of Shibud Doraisa. Balpeh is a weak Shibud of a way of collecting. Bishtar is a strong Shibud of a Kenyan Lachatzayim. All we're going to do is erase the kind of Shibud of the weak kind of Shibud of wave collecting, and only leave the Kenyan Lachatzayim. And that's all they did. And the difference, Shar Balpeh, is really with Doraisa. This is, according to this, we have our Yesh Misha Omer. What does Yesh Misha Omer say? Even Midoraisa. You want to know is Shibud Karka like Karka or not? Midoraisa? Well, that depends. Shibud Karka Balpeh. That's just a way of collecting. It's a side point. What does he say? Shibud Karka and a Milva Balpeh? That's just a way you can collect. You can collect Karka, you can collect with Taflin. There's no adifus of one or the other. That's just a detail of how you collect. That's not called a Karka. But Shibud Karka in Milva Bishtar, that's not the toughest. What do you mean the toughest? That's you already were Kona the Karka. You can't actually be Tophis Karka. Can't hold Karka. Just sit there. It means that's already a Kenyan. Says Rav Chaim when he says the same sheet as the Yesh Misha Omer. The Lashon of the Grach is, what is the Lashon of the Grach? When he answers this question, of course he goes through interesting happenings as well, but he has a great line where he says that. One second. Mishum de shtar yeshbo din hakna'a shibud. Shtar yeshbo din hakna'a shibud. Mida oraisa shtar and balpeh are not equal. Balpeh has stam shibud. Shtar has hakna'a shibud, has a Kenyan kind of shibud. And that's exactly what the Yesh Misha Omer meant by the toughest thing. Toughest thing means you already recona it. Says Reb Chaim, the Yesh Misha Omer, very beautifully, and that is Payola. Grach, the Yesh Misha Omer. Not sure who the Misha Omer is, I mean it's Reb Chaim, but that's not who the Ramban originally had in mind. Says very, very Pashat, that any Chiyuv that is based on Kenyan Karka, even Lachatzoyin, is considered Karka. But Mil v'bal peh. What does he say? Which only has the ability to collect from karka is metaltalin. That's what the Ish Mishomer said. He says, very, very pashut. He's getting those pashuts. You don't need any okintas, you don't need any anything. The Gemara says, there's no din milta shara mil bal peh, le'inyan shvua. The Gemara of Avasra says, there's no difference le'inyan shiva. He says, no. The Gemara of Avasra says, they both have a shiva. Never says there's no difference. Mil bal peh has a shiva as a means of collection, possibly. Okay, that's called metaltalin. You could collect from karka, but he owes you metaltalin. Mil v'shar, you are kona halfway his karka with your money. That's an integral part of the chot. That's called a chi of karka. And that's exactly the beautiful answer that Reb Chaim gives based on what's Reb Chaim, sorry. Obviously Reb Chaim is based on the Yesh Mishomer, but he said it and he didn't quote it was the Yesh Mishomer. I'm sure he learned the Ramban on Shavuos, but he didn't think it was necessary to back this up in the Ramban Shavuos because it was such an obvious far with our Chaim just did. He says, look, the Gemara differentiates for Shavuos Eidos, for Shavuos Abitadon, for Mod Mikvah, between Mil v'Shar and Mil v'Bal Peh. The Gemara and Balavastra said they're equal. Never said they're equal. Said they were similar. Maybe they were unequal. Rav Chaim thought to himself, Taka, how could they be unequal? Don't they both have a Sheba? Well, he said, well, I know there's two kinds of Sheba. That's one piece of the puzzle. So maybe one is one kind, one is the other. Even that, I'm not sure if I can go with that. And I know the Tosfos is written in the Sivos. That means Rabbanon, the Shtar, is a Kinyan. It creates the Kinyan aspect of Sheba. Now just put two and two together and bring that back to Oraisa, the Nesivos did it. Bring it back to Oraisa and say, even means Oraisa creates the Kinyan sign. Mil v'bal peh has a non-Kinyan Shibud, Mil v'bal peh is a Kinyan Shibud, and the whole Gemara makes sense, and you don't have to have a big Kiddush like the Balei Tosfos. That's Reb Chaim. Okay, that's the first half of what I want to discuss in Shir today. That's only Daf 15. No, we're not going to get to 16 today. We have another 2 minutes. We're not going to say that we didn't finish Daf Dalet today. So let's finish Daf Dalet. Mesiv Arzuchimid Rav Nachman. Tano Kaelin 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 Rav Nachman. Potter makes us Kaelin Chayim. Okay, so if you're Hodomit in Karka Potter, Fear in Karka Potter, Hodah entering Karka Potter, only if you're Hodomit in Kaelin Rav Nachman. That's obvious. The deer gets time to Kaelin Rav Nachman. The Karka Lav Vashvoni. Ha Kaelin Kaelin Dumi to Kaelin Rav Nachman. Chayim. If I'm Mode Karka, I'm Potter of Karka. But if I was Mode Kaelin, similarly, I would be Chayim. Heji Dami. Lav Darmali Heva Shvami Da Heva Chayim. What's the deer? The deer is I'm only Potter to the Karka. But every karka is also halach, seems to be the assumption, or at least, that seems to be the assumption. Actually, that takes away my difference with those. Every karka is halach. So erase that defense with those for every daigon, because the more here already assumes every karka is halach. So if every karka is halach and you only put it to the karka, means it would just be halach. If I say the karka is in front of you, and I admit it, I'm potter. But if I say the top one is in front of you, and I admit it, I'm chayav. Doesn't that prove Halef's Chayef? Nami Potter. No, really, really it's Lav Davka. Really, it's Lav Davka. Really, even Kalem and Kalem would be Potter if it was sitting there in front of you. So why did it say Kalem Garkos is Lav Davka? Hakamash one, it's Lav Davka here because it's only necessary as an intro to the Seifa. Hakamash one, hopefully it says Kalem Chayef Lav Garkos. Really, you wouldn't need to tell us that Hose of a Karka is Potter. It's Potter because of Halef with Fear of Sheshidim without being Karka. The only reason you need to tell us is as an intro to tell us that Hose of a Mixus Kalem is Chayef. Hose Mixus Kalem is Chayef is obvious, it's Hose Mixa. No, that's Chayef Apple like Garkos. My question was Zokin. This is just the principle of Zokin. What does Zokin mean? At least in a simple shot. Zokin means you can have Gilgal Shvua even on the Karka. One side, Milk and Mitzvah, a Tatlin. You also have to swear in the Karka. But Tanina Zokin, a Chashayin, a Christ, and a Chashayin, a Christ, Lishav Aleyem. Now, Hacha Iker, Hasam Agav Roranasa. Here is the Iker. Really, if the whole purpose of this was only for the Seifa of Zokikin, don't we have a Mefurish Mishnah Zokin and Kedushin? Then we have a Mefurish Mishnah Zokin and Kedushin? The answer is yes. But the we're talking about a mission in Shavuos. You're telling me it's already in Kedushin. Doesn't matter, even though it's in Kedushin, it has to be in Shavuos also, because Shavuos is the inner place for Shavuos, and Kedushin is only a side point. Okay, Romana, Rahel, Clutter, and Dafhei, we'll have to pick up with next time at the famous Sugya of Megharka and Karka. How many people finished page 16 of the Makoros? Okay, so you know what? I see that I'm running a little behind, so I'm not going to give out the page 17 quite yet. Maybe I will, maybe for those who are still working on 16, work on 16. For those who are almost finished 16, maybe I'll rewrite, I'll put in some side points that you might want to look at that I won't go over and share to keep people busy who are ahead. And then eventually I will send out 17, but, you know, we have work to do. Okay.